So thank you for tuning in to today's segment. I'm going to jump right in. I'm going to be speaking with you today about a leveling up as a multi-trades king bee checkmate expert so that you can cross-pollinate and cross-dominate as an industry crossover authority. So I am very excited to talk about this particular topic today because many of you know that industry crossover is what I've been doing for over a decade in teaching cross industries entrepreneurship. I am the pioneer of that particular paradigm and industry crossover entrepreneurship, multiplicity entrepreneurship, and just several other types of paradigms that focus on individuals using multiple skills, bringing multi-trades and multi-talents to the table so that they can be effective for impact and income, spend time out for the one niche focus type of, frameworks that we see out there. And yes, some of those are still working, but as things continue to emerge and progress in a new digital business era, that is just not going to be sustainable anymore for sure. So the importance of leveling up to start making some serious moves and being able to make checkmate moves on a certain level is that you have to do some things differently. Even for myself, I've been known over the years as the media chess queen, and my empire was the media chess queen, and then the branding changed to the media chess magnate majesty. And I leveraged three primary metaphorically, three primary pieces for my work with the media chess strategies. And it was the powerful, profitable pawn and the knockout knight, and then my queen qualifier. But then, as things began to keep, I should say, things kept progressing, so to speak, I kept feeling the sense that my king piece needed to move. And most of the time within the game of chess, you're not really focused on moving the king. You're focused more so on protecting the king and keeping your king from being checkmate, but checkmated, so to speak. But there comes a time where you have to act like there's only kings on the board, so to speak. And how is your king leveled up in a way so that it takes out the other king? All right. So it gets in position to be able to eliminate the other king, which would be, in this case, your competition, so to speak. How do you level up in that way? Well, one of the ways that you're going to be able to outplay your quote-unquote competitor is to leverage multiple skills and to be able to be a bee that is both the pollinator and the honey creator, so to speak. All right. So, and those are concepts I have been teaching throughout the years in my cross-pollination entrepreneurship. But I had not been leveraging the king piece to be one of the primary pieces. Again, it was all about protecting the king, so to speak, and leveraging my queen piece, which was the queen qualifier. That's for your high-end work, so to speak. Right. And then using my powerful, profitable pawn to be able to position lower hanging fruits as they are empires themselves, because a pawn can be promoted to a queen. And then I would use the knight piece metaphorically. That's your medium ticket types of opportunities to be able to knock out your competitors. Because typically, when you're going to knock out a competitor, they have some type of medium ticket type of offer opportunity that is normally their most popular or best buy, and you want to be able to navigate around that to be a dominating force. But when you look at all of your skills and your life's mastery, your personal, professional, spiritual, educational experience, you can bring several levels of your trades to the table and be able to outplay your competitors by also being able to dominate in other industries, right? And so some of those industries are industries within industries, niches within niches. But how can you be the one to rise above and be able to definitely surround your competitor with no other way to, I guess, get out of that place because you've got them surrounded. And the only way you're really going to do that is you've got to come with what they won't come with. And that is multi-level skills. This is being able to cross-pollinate and cross-dominate and use industry crossover authority to be able to execute at a higher level, to be able to checkmate at a higher level. So most of you know I teach the media chess skills and entrepreneurial chess frameworks. And it is all about being able to capture or answer, so to speak, the king concern or king core desire of your ideal audience. You have to checkmate your audience first, right? And when you checkmate your audience, then it's a default that happens in terms of domination as it relates to your competitors. Because at the end of the day, it will be as if you don't have any competitors. Because you will have stood out in such a way that those who even have similar to what you have, they can't compete because you are a one-stop shop dominator within yourself, and able to service different industries with what you provide, right? Primarily speaking about those who are in solo business, solo brands, solo entrepreneurs, so to speak, who have been under, that confinement of you need to just serve one niche, so to speak. I don't believe in any of that. I am my own Amazon, I'm my own Barnes and Nobles, and I serve multiple niches in different ways, right? And I have over, as most of you know, I have over 300 works on Amazon for different niche markets. I have over 400 online digital audio and video courses and products. I have over 1,000 online platforms that serve different niche markets. They're self-serving platforms, self-coaching platforms. So being able to dominate and use strategic authority stacking that I use and leverage to be able to powerfully position myself to be the top industry crossover dominator. But you can't just come with one set of skills, one trade. You need to come as a one-stop shop. You need to be in full effect. That's how Super Walmart and Amazon, they dominate, because they have a holistic experience in mind. You within yourself have the ability to be that for someone else, all right? For your ideal audience. This is the very nature of how people actually want to shop and participate in terms of their buying experience, all right? It's convenient for sure. It definitely saves them time. If they can get everything in one place and be satisfied with that, they absolutely would love to have that type of experience. So this is where you start to position your king piece, all right? Because remember, everybody's after the king. The king is either being protected or the king is what gets checkmate. But now it's time to know, show your king, move your king, let your king piece move out. But the king has got to move like a bee. Has to be aerodynamics for sure, doing the impossible. As they say, bees, it should be impossible for them to fly. Based on their body and their wing capacity, it shouldn't even be possible. So they're moving in something that is beyond the norm. And this is something that you have to step up and you have to do, all right? And get in position to checkmate. Like I said, everybody has to level up. I had to start leveling up in different ways, making shifts and leveraging that king piece. And I have trainings that I'll list below. I'll link those below in the description. And the training reveals what my king piece is in terms of what I leverage to outplay, to outcheckmate, so to speak. And you definitely can explore that training. So it's time to get in position in a very unique way. But like I said, it's no longer just time to try to protect the king. You have to rise up as the king piece and become that industry, and I mean BEE, become that industry crossover authority. Don't just settle to play in one, field. This is about expansion. If you're going to dominate, as I say it all the time, you've got to see the media, social media, as this is your chessboard. But what platforms can you cross-pollinate yourself and cross-dominate? What is your key expertise, all right, that you can then multiply it in different ways? Lead with your king piece, but then look at, yes, what are your other pieces? Still play with the media chess strategies and those pieces metaphorically that I talk about. Still play with a powerful, profitable pawn. What are your lower hanging fruits that you can start positioning out there? Let it all support. What are your knockout knights? What are your mid-ticket, middle ground offers that you have, right? And then what are your queen qualifiers? What are the high-end opportunities? And if you don't have those, you need to have those. Or you need to figure out a way to level up your pawn so that your pawn can be positioned as a queen. But focus on what is your king domination effect? Where are you? What is your king expertise? And then leverage the other components and let it be different trades. Let it be different trades, whether it's a hobby, whether it's a passion, whether it's an area where you're one or two steps ahead and be a one or two steps ahead expert in that area. Then bring that to the table. Look at what are your majors and your minors like you did when you were in college. What are some secondary concentrations that you have that you can now start to get in position with those and pollinate yourself in different industries? See, this is how you set yourself apart. This is how you start to outplay, because once people get into your ecosystem and they can see that you have other things, this is how you begin to dominate with the domino effect. You set up your main sets, you tip one thing over, and then it will spin around just like dominoes do. You tip one, it starts knocking them all down. That's how you want to start stacking different levels of your authority. So that when someone comes to you for what the king primary thing is, they're in your ecosystem, or they're in what I call your wealthy web, and you can start to have them in your one-stop shop experience consistently. All right? They won't need to go outside of your experience. All right? So I want you to start thinking about this. You have to start playing, making some different moves. What do you want to experience consistently? What is the encounter that you want your ideal audience to have with you? The experience you want them to have. You have to be more expansive. See, people talk a lot about making chess moves, and we play chess, not checkers or so. You got to leverage it all. I have a three-in-one system that I leverage. If you remember the game, the sets where there were chess, there's the three-in-one, then there was the two-in-one. We had them all growing up. But I leveraged the three-in-one, and that's, where you have the checkers and you have the chess and you have the backgammon. And so you got to know how to function in all those games, because I can be making what looks like checkers moves, and that's how you outplay your competitors. Let them think you're playing checkers, but you're making chess moves with checker pieces. It's in disguise, so to speak. So there's different ways that you have to be able to play and to be able to level yourself up where they're not ready to play at that level because they don't even know what that level is. Once you can study the patterns and the rhythm, the anthropology of your competitors, it becomes easy to checkmate them, to outplay them, because tigers can't change their stripes. Okay? They have a program and a default that they operate under. So, tigers don't bark. They growl and rowl and all these different things. You start to know the different characteristics. You got to know. You have to know. You have to understand. But if you can level yourself up and bring multiple skills to the table, you're going to be the one that's going to be the king bee expert that dominates as an industry crossover authority, leveraging, yes, your multiple trades. That's how you level up. That's how you make magnate moves, for sure, affluently. But it's time to move the king piece. It's time to move the king piece. And if I had to start leveling up to get the king in position, you definitely have to start leveling up to move in this way. Because at this point, it's king face off. It's king face off. All other pieces are being cleared from the board. You are going to be facing what is supposed to be the king in whatever arena it is, authority, so to speak, and your king is going to checkmate that king. You have to be in that mindset. You have to be in that mindset. So, as I mentioned, I have trainings below that will help you to be able to get your king in position and also to level up to cross-pollinate and to cross-dominate as an industry crossover authority. And also learning how to start authority stacking, because that is very important in terms of how you position yourself powerfully to be able to demonstrate these different levels of expertise that you have on various levels, right? It is that time. It's simply that time. Get your king piece ready. Get your king piece ready, because that king is ready to BEE come, all right? Everything that you have been meant to be here to express during this time is domination time. But the only way you're going to dominate in this new era of business, online world, the digital space, you're going to have to dominate coming to the table with everything you got. Have it in your arsenal, have it ready. It's not that you have to put it all out there at the same time or so. Just have it ready. Just like in the game of chess, the pieces are set up to move accordingly. Some pieces never move, but they're there in position. And that's what you want to come with. Have your trades and your skills in position and see which one you're going to play with, which one gets leveraged. All right. So, again, check the description so that you can start to level up for this season. And I just felt that I had to come and share this because I know that some of you have been making moves. And you've been making the right moves, right? You have. But you haven't had an ultimate checkmate to take place yet. And it's simply because it's time for the king piece. It's time to stop protecting the king. The king can be out there and we can think the king is vulnerable, but the king is not vulnerable. The king is ready to be king, and the king piece is ready to show why he's king, metaphorically. This applies to females, this applies to any and everybody. It's just time to move that piece. It's time to move that piece. He can stand on his own at this point. So all other pieces are clearing out. And I feel that's what I've been doing for so many years, is that leveraging my three powerful pieces. Again, I still leverage those, but I sense that throughout the years, everything was making way for this ultimate king checkmate to come. So it was no longer protecting the king a certain way. Basically, the king has already moved out and ready to be demonstrating that king level authority. And as I mentioned in my training, it's a seminar, you will learn who the ultimate king piece is, and why that piece cannot be outplayed in terms of what it represents, at least for me, right? So I hope that this segment has been valuable. As always, definitely take the time to go back and listen to this over and over. Start thinking about some of the things that I said. Again, check the description. And I know that this is your time, and I'm excited for you. I'm excited because it's a new adventure for you, and you're going to do things far beyond what you can wrap your brain around. Everything else you've been preparing to do, that stuff pales in comparison to what is really emerging. It's time to definitely dominate in that king space. And the thing about it, the king and the queen, they operate together, but the king piece needs to come forth because that's been the piece again that's been being protected and not being out there to actually play at the king's full potential. So, it's time for that. All pieces matter, all right? All chess pieces matter in terms of metaphorically what you're doing, but it is time for the king. It's time for the king. All right. So I'm wishing you the absolute best. And of course, I'm looking forward to being back with you soon. Take care and stay blessed.